Zok de Gemara daf Chof Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom by the two dots. Koyin Godol Shemes. We said in the Mishnah that a Koyin Godol Shemes, so his mincha is brought Mishal Tzibur, that's Tanakama Shita, and Rabbi Yehuda says Mishal Yarshin. Zok de Gemara Rabo Bar Mabel Boyi, he asked the following question. Mach lefeshitosid Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Shita seems contradictory. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah that it's Bo Mishal Tzibur. Yes, Tamon Omar Mishal Yoshin, meaning the fact that we said that is a Tanai Bezdin, that it's Bo Mishal Tzibur, according to Reb Shimon, that means if not for the Tanai Bezdin, it would come Mishal Yoshin. That means that Tanai Bezdin, it's a Drabbonon Dekadin, that it comes Mishal Tzibur. But if not for that, it would have come Mishal Yoshin. But the main thing is, it's a Drabbonon Dekatakona, that it comes Mishal Tzibur. And V'hocha Omar, and yet over here in the Brisa we just had, it says that we learn from the Pasuk of Chok Oilom that it comes from Tzibur. It comes from the Oilom. It comes from the Tzibur, from the Tumas Alishka. So here we're saying that Mishal Tzibur is the Rabbon and Dikadin is the Tanai Bezdin. And here we're saying Mishal Tzibur is learned from a Pasuk in the Brisa from Chok Oilom. So what's Mishal Tzibur? Is Mishal Tzibur the Rabbon and Dikadin, a Tanai Bezdin? Or is Mishal Tzibur Nichlal in the Pasuk of Chok Oilom? On that the Gemara answers, Omar Abchia. So before he answers the kasha, he says, "V'loyeus hu maksha." Isn't this a gavaldig kasha that he's asking? Zok de Gemara, "Os Rabbi Yanka ba Acho," and he explains as follows: "Rabavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, dvar toiru shtei bo min atzibur." Meaning, lo oilom it's taka the rice dekadin, like we learned from the pasuk in the brayse of Chok Oilom, that it's indeed it comes mishal tzibur as a rice dekadin. Narvos hayisi oimer. I would say that Yigbulo, maybe Mishal Tzibur means it should collect it from people's pockets, and not from Trumas Alishka that comes, originates from Tzibur, but maybe Yigbulo from the Tzibur itself. On that, we need the Hitkinu, that what? That the Heibom in Trumas Alishka, meaning Le'oilom, Taka, Chok Oilom is the Reis Dekadin, it comes from Tzibur. But you might think Mishal Tzibur means from their pockets. So merely need the Rabbonon Dekadin, that's a Tanai Bezdin, that attack comes Mishal Tzibur from Trumas Alishka, and not from their own pockets. Zog demal weiter Rabbi Yossi Omar. Rabbi Yochanan boi. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. Mahu shleima b'shachis u'shleima b'na abayim. Meaning, this that we said, that u'shleima hoisa kreva, that means, when the Kohen Gola was mace, and now you have, before you meman another Kohen, you have the son taking over. And we said, when the son takes the place of his father, he brings a shleima, he doesn't bring it machtisa be'erev, machtisa ben abayim. Shleima means that they give it in, they don't do machtisa baboyka, machtisa be'erev, so they give it, rather they give a shleima. So now this isorin that's not split into two, does it mean they give a shleima b'shachris and again shleima ben abayim? Or means shleima b'shachris only uvetele ben abayim? What's the pshat is a shleima uboy? Shleima is a kreva means that it's not unlike the regular kohen gol with mechatzisa baboyka, where he brings a chatzi yisorin be'erev, and again a chatzi yisorin baboyke, he splits the yisorin into two halves. That's what it, by the kohen gadol, and by them it's an yisorin sholem only baboyke, or it's an yisorin sholem, you do double, yisorin sholem baboyke, and yisorin sholem again ben arbaim. Zok di gemara, kat tehei pshitalei, and if you're going to say that it's poshet, that they bring a shleima baboyke and shleima ben arbaim, and it costs them double, why? Because it's dechsiv michas tomid. Some are gerusis, some are not, but the point is, we're comparing it to the Michas Tomid. So now there's a new question. And that Takia bring Shleima ben Aboyka Isorin in Arbaim twice, unlike the Kohen Gadol brings a Chatz Isorin. Now I have a new question. This was a question that we had, Legabe, the what's it called, the Isorin. Now we have a question, Legabe, the Lugin of Shemen. Shloishes Lugin, meaning the three Lugin, that the Kohen Gadol usually brings, and he brings machatzisa baboyka, machatzisa ben abayim. That means lug v'chetzi, 1.5 lug in the morning, and 1.5 lug in the afternoon. So the shloish lugin that he gives throughout the day, what do the children now to take over before the new Kohen Gadol is found? Mahein, what do they do by Meis Aviyem? Do they do also shloish lugin shachas, shloish lugin ben abayim? They bring three lugin ben abayim, just like the mincha we said, in Soilus we said is double, meaning that they have to bring a isorin baboyken isorin ben abayim. So the mincha is double, the soil is, the flower is double. So likewise over here, the shloish lugin is also going to be double. Or no, the nesochim, meaning the lugin, is not like the soilus, but rather it's going to remain lug mechza b'shachis, lug mechza ben abayim. It remains 1.5 lug. And it's like the kohen gadol would have brought. Meaning the Gemara has a double question. Number one, the soilus itself Is it Isoroin Baboik and Isoroin Ben Abayim, unlike the father brings a Chatz Isoroin Baboik and Chatz Ben Abayim? Or the Pshat is they only bring one Isoroin Taka Shlema only in the morning? And now we have another question. Do we say when it comes to the Nesachim, meaning the Shemen, the Lug, is it Shloisha Lug and split into two, 1.5, 1.5, or it's Taka three Lug and three Lug, even though the father only gave three altogether? That's a B'yechanan's Baya. Zog the Gemara, Omer Reb Chizkia, Oif Hadot Tzichole. There's another Sofgi you can be mistapik. Shnei Koimtzin, meaning the Koim Gol usually brings his Mincha, he brings a Koimetz with the Boiker and a Koimetz with the Mincha Ze'erev. So Mahain, what about them? Do they also bring two Kmitzes? Shnei Koimtzin B'Shachis, do they bring two Kmitzes and it's Taka double? Everything is double, just like it was double when it came to the Soilus and double when it came to the Lugin. It's double like the Kmitza too. Like Abi the Levina, do we say Shnei Koimtzin B'Shachis or Shnei Koimtzin Ben Abayim? So maybe it's double or no? Or Koimtzin B'Shachis, the Koimtzin Acha Ben Abayim. They take the two Kmitzes and they split it Taka. It's not like the Soilus and they only bring a Koimtzin Shachis and Koimtzin Ben Abayim. Omer Rabbi Yosef wants to say this sofik of Reb Chizkia that says legabe de kmitza klum lomdu lekoimetz loy mimichas chayta, meaning the whole makar of koimetz we learn from mimichas chayta. By mimichas chayta it says ve'eviyal akoyin ve'komatz akoyin mimeno meloy kumtzoy as askorosa v'yikter amis becha. From here we learn that a mincha needs a kmitza. So mala halon shnei kumtzin, just like over there by a mincha, he brings two esroinim. They have two kmitzas levoina, meaning that the amount of isroinim they have, that's the amount of koimtzim you have. So if you have more, so you bring more kmitzas. So afkan over to over here, since you're bringing beboiker and isroin and beerv and isroin, we're saying that it's double the cost, two isroinim. So melech nei koimtzin, you would require two koimtzin, one koimtz for every isroin. Zok di gemara, Omar Reb Chizkia. Reb Chizkia says, meaning, just like you want to be poished now, the Sofka Reb Chizkia, Reb Yosi want to be poished Sofka Reb Chizkia, like Abi Kmitzes. So now, Omer Reb Chizkia is going to be poished the Sofka Reb Yochanan. The Sofka Reb Yochanan, he had a Sofik legabe the Isorin. Does he bring two Isorinus or one? And legabe the Lugin. Does he bring twice three Lugin or he does 1.5, 1.5? So, Omer Reb Chizkia, Klum Lomdu, Shloishes Lugin, Lomi Tomach Ben Abayim. I can say the same thing. Legabe the Shloish Lugin, we learn from Tomach Ben Abayim. So over there we dashen that just like a tomit is chayim in shloish lugin, so over here you be chayim in shloish lugin. So mala halon, just like by the tomit, it's shloish lugin for every yisorin. So afkan over here by the minchas chavitin too, it should be shloish lugin for every yisorin. So mele you should taka bring two, twice three lugin, one by boiker and yisorin and one by the erev. Umatamon tzchichalei, afkan tzchichalei. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara wants to be matcha and say that this gufa is what the baya is. You can be poishet from the michas atomid that it's shloish lugin. This is gufa the baya. Umatamon tzichale afkan tzichale. Meaning this is gufa the nidin. Meaning by michas atomid gufa who mistapik. Rabbi Yochanan is mistapik that if let's say you didn't bring the michas aboiker. So now that you bring it in the erev, do you bring double the amount or not? Do you bring an additional three lugin for every yisarin or not? So mele you can't be poishet for mere gufa because this gufa the baya is included in the baya that Rabbi Yochanan had. So some of the mafarshim take out this last line umat tamon tzichel afkan tzichel, meaning we're taka being poishet. We're taka saying that just like by the minchas tomid, it's three lugin for every yisarin. So to by minchas chavitin it's three lugin. So it comes down according to this gear, so we're taka being poishet all three bayis, and we're saying the old tolis abizet, meaning when a coin gold dies, and when I'm a man and another coin tachtov, so you double all the things that have to be brought. Side is soilus, meaning the isorin is going to be an isorin beboiker and an isorin ben abayim, so it's double the soilus. Side legabe the shemen, it's going to be gimel lugin of shemen and beboiker and gimel lugin of shemen ben abayim, and side legabe the kmitza, meaning it can be a levoina, a kmitza of ben beboiker, and again another kmitza of levoina in Ben Abayim. So it's mamish double side gabe the shemen, side gabe the soilus, and side gabe the vayna, double of what it was b'chaye the kohen gadol. Zok the more vayt of Allah, we learned the gabe the pora shelo yeh moilin ba'afora, that one of the takonis nai bezin was that you're not moil in the eif of the pora aduma. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Reb Yonason Bidin hu, bidin bidin, really, you should be moil in the eif of the para. Vehen gozru, they were misakin, the takana was, shalo yimalubo. So Mela was saying now that it's a takana's bezdin, tonight bezdin, not to be moil in the eif of the para. Frek di gomorra, vahotoni, we learned in the braisa. It says the gabri para aduma. It says the word chatos hi. From there we learn, melamed, shemoilin bo, bo moilin, vein moilin ba foro. It's a fresh pasuk. You learn from the pasuk chatos hi that the efer pora aduma you're moil in the pora itself, and not moil in the efer. Moil in bo dafka bo moil in, and not in the efer. So what are you telling me that not to be moil in the efer is a takonis chachomim tonight bezin she ain't moil in bafora? It's a pasuk that says you're not moil bafora. What do you mean it's a tonight bezin? It's a pasuk that says bo moil in ve moil in bafora. And that the Gemara answers Omer Bavou. That be'etzim there were two stages. Borishoino originally hoyu mishtakshik shimbo. That means they were mezalzel in the efer pora, and they said that since you're not moilin bo, they used it stamp for usage that was choil, meaning the noise and noise al gamak is saying they used it as a medicinal purpose for refuah. So mele, even though you're not moil midaraisim because it says bo veloy ba'afora, but gozru they were gozer shimulabo. So it's rabbon lekedin to be moil in the efer. Once they saw people abstained, kemeshen nigderu, they saw people abstained, so gozu shalayim lebo. So then they were goizer, tekanus chachomim, not to be moil. Yes, be'etzim, ishtetin posig, bo v'loi be'aforo. But lemaisi, they were goizer to be moil, because they were mezalzon in it. Then once they saw people were nigdar, so they were goizer shalayim lebo. So it ends up being a taka, the rabbonu dekedin, not to be moil. So you can't ask me, kasha, what do you mean it's a tanai bezin, it's a derais dekedin? No, it's the rabbonu dekedin, because they removed the gzera de rabbonon that they said that you are going to be moil. Gozu shimalu. So mele ends up being a rabbonu dekedin. Now in this etzem drosha that the Gemara learns out that he moilim chatos he bo moilim ve moilim b'afora. So there's a shtickle of Chaim Halevi in Sefer in Hilchas Me'ila where Chaim says based on the Tosfos Menachos Daf Nun Aleph that we're saying that you're not moil in the afora. What do you mean you're not moil in the afora? Tosfos over there has a kasha. Why do you need a posik? You're not moil in the afora. Typically all kochim la'achshe nasas mitzvoson afora namuta. So afora always muta. You need to tell me a posik you're not moil by afora. What do you need a posik? Tell me you're not moil by afora. All afora is always muta. Nasa mitzvoson. That's what efer gufa means. So Tosfos over there answers akati lo yisabed mitzvoson. Meaning the ikka purpose of the efer is for hazor. So mele usually nasa mitzvoson. It's taki not moil by afora because nasa mitzvoson is no meal in the efer. Over here, the purpose of the Efer Gufa is for Hazar, so mele you're moil, even though it's Afora, you need a posik that you're not moil. Because you would have said you're moil, because of Maisa, it's still is Lois Abed Mitzvot, so you still need it for Hazar. And that's the Tosfos answer. So Reb Chaim over here has a shtickle and he explains that Be'etzim, the Efer of the Pora Aduma, after it's Nasa Mitzvosa, so it's not called a chatas anymore because the mitzvah hakrova was done already in Arizesim. The efer is midine taira, meaning it's a din taira in order to be maza, but that's not the din chatas shebo. So Ibazay, what is Tosfos saying? That you still need it, it's not in the mitzvosa. Mitzad the chatos, it's not mitzvosa. It's only mitzad the kedusha, the taira that you have to use it now. But the parish of the Torah is not the parish of Chatos. So l'chori mitzat the Chatos is l'chori nas mitzvoso. So he wants to say that the ikavot in the Torah is a kedushas domim dekedin. So the kedushas domim is something that me'ilu remains. It's not shaykh nas mitzvoso and the kedushas domim. It's not like kedushas aguf. But over here it's a kedushas domim, so me'ilu it takar blibes bar me'ilu, and that's one way he learns. Then he wants to say that it's a Torah is a kedushas berek habayis. So me'ilu vaita, it would not pass the din of Nasa Mitzvah. So you need a special din. You're not moil in the afora. Zog the Gemara of Alakinim. It says that one of the takonas Tanai Bezdin was that the tkinim, that are psulois, are boys Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Yossi is the one that argues in the mission. He says that no, the supplier, the vendor that's supplying the Beis HaMikdash with the kinim, he's mesapik the psulois. Now, we learned earlier that if you find money between the kinim and the goyzle oila, so we said it goes the goyzle oila. Why is it more chomer? Because it's kulam oilois. So it's totally nikrav. So very good. You're supplying oilers, but what about the woman that needs a kapara? And if you're going now according to the chachomim, that it's a chatos and an oiler, she never got a chatos. Zok the gemara, hoisha azois, but my miskaperes, where does she have a kapara? And that gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Yitzchok tonight bezinu hamesapik zakinim, who mesapik zapsulois, vesa oivdois. He's taka mesapik side the psulois if the kinim became possible, and side the oivdois if it got lost, and side the money that's found in between, he has to supply another bird for her to have a chatos, in order to have a kapara. And in chenami, it's the money might go on the dover, but he has to supply another bird for her to might to get a kapara to have a chatos. Had for her chatos. Hanloch perg mois shenimtu. Hanloch perg mois shenimtu. Hanloch perg mois shenimtu. We'll stop over here by the new perek, by the Mishnah to the bottom of the Omet, Chof Aleph Amen Aleph.